Unlike the World Series, the World Cup is a truly global tournament, a month-long contest pitting the best national soccer teams on Earth. You've probably heard that the next men's tournament is in Brazil. It starts exactly 1 month from today. Well, here's a remarkable tale about one of the teams that isn't going to the World Cup. In fact, this team from American Samoa is considered among the worst ever. So why are we telling you this story? Because the soccer players from this tiny U.S. territory in the South Pacific are the stars of a new documentary that's out this month. It's called Next Goal Wins. American Samoa went decades without a win, not even tying a single World Cup qualifying match. The film even dredges up one nightmare of a game against Australia, which crushed American Samoa by a score of 31-0. But as one player says in the film, it's not all about the score.
I was there when Australia beat us 31. I'm not sure, but I know it was 30. The boys, they got the heart. I know they not really have the skills and everything, but they got the guts.
Yeah, once you're down a dozen goals or so, you tend not to remember the final score. But turning that abject failure around, that's what this documentary is all about. It follows the efforts of American Samoa to qualify for this summer's tournament in Brazil. Dutch coach Thomas Rongen is hired, and the unexpected happens. The team wins a game. They tie another. Losing streak over. Rongen recently told the BBC what's so special about his squad.
These are a bunch of amateurs that really love the game of football, which is great. They don't get any money. They don't get £150,000 like Wayne Rooney. They are inspired by the passion of playing the game. And for 10 years, this team didn't score a goal. A 4-0 defeat was a win to them. So for this team to turn it around with a Fafa Fina is remarkable.
With a what? That's the other incredible twist here. And it requires an explanation from star defender Jaya Salwa.
I'm a Fafa Fine. It's the third gender specific to the Samoan culture. It's very normal in American Samoa. They embrace us and the culture helps us to be accepted.
Fafa Fine, third gender. In fact, Jaila Salwa has been recognized by soccer's global governing body as the first transgender player to compete in a World Cup qualifier. Unfortunately for American Samoa, the win and the tie were followed by a loss, so the U.S. territory was eliminated once again. But at least now they have a respectable 1-1-1 record. The documentary Next Goal Wins is now showing at film festivals and special screenings around the U.S.